I'm April Cummings with your latest news. Real estate brokers are lining up real cash support for first-time Caymanian homebuyers in partnership with government. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The Cayman Islands Real Estate Brokers Association, or CEREBA, is developing a proposal with the NCFC government to offer grants of up to $5,000 to Caymanians buying their first home. The grants would sit on top of the existing stamp duty waiver and could help cover closing costs, property insurance, or essential furnishings. CEREBA President Brian White says the fund, which is set to launch early next year, is about stepping up to help more Caymanians start their home-owning journey.
This fund is our way of leaning in and being part of the solution. We are proud to partner with the government and other stakeholders to help more Caymanians achieve the dream of owning their first home.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks links the move directly to his appeal to the business community at the Chamber's parliamentary luncheon in October.
I called upon the business community and individuals to join a call of action, to lean in and to take Cayman to its greater potential. And CEREBA has provided an initial response to that call by moving quickly to help reduce the financial barriers that have kept too many Caymanians from achieving the dream of homeownership.
He says the CEREBA proposal will complement other housing measures being rolled out.
With government stamp duty waiver program, the soon-to-be-reintroduced government guaranteed home assistance mortgage program, the near completion of our country's first 10-year housing plan, and private sector-led initiatives like this, Cayman is making swift progress with respect to broad outcome 2 on housing, infrastructure, and environment, specifically on affordable housing.
A working group is expected to finalize the CEREBA grant program details in January, with a launch targeted for February 2026. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
The Cayman Islands Chamber of Commerce says it is deeply concerned by a recent series of robberies targeting jewelry stores and other businesses in tourist areas and Georgetown, describing the broad daylight incidents as troubling for merchants, employees, residents, and visitors. Chamber CEO Will Pinot says Cayman's reputation for safety is central to the island's way of life.
Cayman prides itself on being one of the safest places in the Caribbean. And the chamber certainly wants to work with government officials, the police, and anybody to keep it that way. We do have pretty much a low incidence of crime. Obviously, these incidents are pretty shocking to all of us. But at the end of the day, we are a community, and one of the bedrocks of our society is public safety. And the chamber will work vigorously to defend that.
In partnership with Cayman Crime Stoppers, the chamber is now raising reward funds for information that leads to the arrest, apprehension, and conviction of those responsible.
We've done this in the past in conjunction with Cayman Crime Stoppers. They have a limit on the awards that they can give for anonymous tips. So what the chamber does is to get pledges from our members who basically have put in over $1,000 into the reward money. And already we've gotten at least $10,000 put forward by a merchant for any information that leads to the arrest, apprehension, and conviction of the people responsible for these crimes.
The chamber is encouraging additional pledges from members and urging merchants and customers to stay alert and report any suspicious activity to police, especially during the busy holiday shopping period. Cayman works to affirm its commitment to the highest international standards in the fight against financial crime. Government representatives recently joining Caribbean counterparts for the 61st Caribbean Financial Action Task Force plenary in Bridgetown, Barbados, a key regional forum under the global FATF, which sets worldwide anti-money laundering and counter-terrorist financing standards. Delegates from agencies including the Cayman Islands Monetary Authority, Customs and Border Control, and the Financial Reporting Authority took part in training on asset recovery, nonprofit oversight, international cooperation, and new guidance linking financial inclusion with compliance. Officials say Cayman's active participation helps keep its regulations current and its financial system trusted around the world. There's been a dip in local court cases. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller explains.
According to the Compendium of Statistics, there were just over 1,400 cases before the Grand Court last year, an 8% drop when compared to 2023. There was also a 24% dip in summary court cases, falling from nearly 13,400 to just over 10,100 in 2024. Most of that can be attributed to a 31% dip in the number of traffic tickets dealt with. On the flip side, the number of legal aid cases grew 15% to 850, while the number of attorneys climbed just under 4,100. That's a nearly 9% spike. The number of juveniles convicted in 2024 fell from 20 in 2023 to 15. Those kids were between the ages of 14 and 18. The average adult prison population grew by 3.2% to 252 last year, with an average age of 38. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full compendium of statistics online at eso.ky. It was a busy agenda today for the Central Planning Authority's second meeting this month. The board was scheduled to consider an uncontested application for a 20-unit apartment complex on Uncle Bob Road in West Bay, a pitch for a 33-lot subdivision on Livingston Way in Loar Valley, next to the east-west arterial proposed route, and the National Roads Authority's application for a small-scale stormwater treatment facility on Seymour Road in Georgetown. The CPA has already approved two small-scale stormwater treatment facilities, one in North Side and the other in West Bay, at its November 26th meeting. You can find today's full agenda online at planning.ky.
Council accepts the report and adopt the Hemington Forest Management Plan.
Cayman is a step closer to establishing its first national terrestrial park. The National Conservation Council met on Friday, and the Department of Environment's John Bothwell presented an update to the board on the draft Protected Area Management Plan process for Hemington Forest in Cayman Brac.
The draft management plan that was put out for consultation outlines the establishment of this area as what would be the Cayman Islands' first formally designated and protected national park, aiming to give residents of Cayman Brac and their visitors an enjoyable and inspirational experience of the natural and human history of the land while cherishing, restoring, and protecting its natural biodiversity.
Mr. Bothwell said 85% of the respondents who weighed in thought the plan accurately reflected the kind of experience that they'd like to see in Hemington Forest National Park.
No significant issues were raised, which we think would require a revision of the plan. So we recommend that the council accept the report and adopt the Hemington Forest Management Plan as drafted and, you know, through the process contained in the law.
Hemington Forest is a 194-acre area of land that's home to Cayman Brac parrots and endemic mastic trees. The plan includes improvements to the Hemington Road Trail. It's a pedestrian path dating back to the 1800s. Other upgrades include a new trail network, an observation tower, and new open-air information shelter, along with restroom facilities. For more information, head to conservation.ky. The Cayman Islands has been nominated for USA Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice in the category for Best Caribbean Island to Visit. The Department of Tourism says accolades like these are important because they increase awareness of the Cayman Islands brand and help attract new visitors. The USA Today 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards ask people to vote for the 10 best across a number of travel and lifestyle categories, including food and drink, shopping, and destinations. The voting is open now through the 29th of December, and you can find the link on Radio Cayman's Facebook page, or search for USA Today's 10 Best online. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.